AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In California, after six were rescued, efforts have turned to recovery for a group of backcountry skiers caught in an avalanche near Lake Tahoe. Eight bodies have been found, one remains missing. Placer County Sheriff Wayne Wu.
One of the nine missing decedents is a spouse of one of our Tahoe Nordic search and rescue team members. So, as you can understand, this has not only been challenging for our community, it's been a challenging rescue, but it's also been challenging emotionally.
The Transportation Department says more than 550 driving schools must close over safety failures.
The department says investigators found these schools hired unqualified instructors, failed to adequately test students, and had other safety issues. The government has been aggressively going after states that handed out commercial driver's licenses to immigrants who shouldn't have qualified for them following a fatal crash in Florida in August. Both the American Trucking Association and the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association praised the decisive action to shut down what it called sham schools that aren't meeting basic safety standards. Another 97 schools are currently under investigation for compliance issues. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's Board of Peace set to meet for the first time Thursday in Washington, governing and rebuilding Gaza top of the agenda. But at the UN Security Council Wednesday, Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo said Gaza is still not at peace.
In recent weeks, the Israeli military intensified strikes across Gaza, hitting densely populated areas and killing dozens of Palestinians. Airstrikes were particularly heavy on 31 January and in early February. Armed exchanges between Palestinian armed groups and Israeli soldiers have also continued.
This is AP News. The grandson of the inventor of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is blasting the Hershey Company, accusing it of shifting to cheaper ingredients. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but says it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. And Julie Walker has a bit of music news.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a new summer exhibit that spotlights Paul McCartney and Wings with rare items from his personal archive. The museum said Wednesday the show includes instruments, outfits, handwritten lyrics, unseen photos, and tour memorabilia. It tracks McCartney's path from his first solo album in 1970 through Wings forming in 1971 and breaking up in 1981. The exhibit opens May 15th in Cleveland. McCartney has entered the hall twice with the Beatles and as a solo artist. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.